there's his cousin. Though I admit Nikolai is a lot more well-mannered than that psycho. Bran slides his attention back to me. All my life, I thought I was one of those people who was meant to be alone, but he changed that, single-handedly. He chased me and made it impossible to ignore him. He's helped me become a better man, more balanced, less agitated and lonely. He's the only one for me, so if you don't hate him a lot, can you try to accept him? I love you and respect you a lot, Dad. You know how much your approval means to me. Come here, son. I half hug him. I don't actually hate him. I just don't like the idea of him replacing me. That's impossible. No one can take your role in my life. He steps back. You're also my only worthy kitchen mate. Nikolai can't cook to save his life. Pretty sure he can't do much to save his life. Tell me about it. He's so unorganized, it drives me bonkers. He'll be throwing everything around, leaving milk outside the fridge and meditating underwater. He can't even tell the difference between basil, oregano, and coriander. They're all grass, he says. He also didn't know who Agatha Christie was until recently. He still doesn't want to learn about whose use or most historical figures are. He said the only superior one is Hannibal because he was a badass general who nearly brought down an empire, and the rest of them don't merit a place in his head. Can you believe that? My sigh is deep and fucking defeated. Ah, you love him that much, huh? Yeah. He cuts himself off, and his eyes widen as he swallows thickly. I mean, it's fine. I clutch his shoulder. Take your time to come to terms with it. I know it's scary, but it'll get better. Thanks, Dad. I smile. Let's join them before your mother embarrasses you any further. He grins in return and we walk in as Astrid says.
That's Jaden, or Jay for short.
A relative?
You could say that. He's my stepsister's half-brother and was Bran's first crush.
She winks at our son and he shakes his head.
First crush, you say?
Nikolai's tone turns mysterious as he looks at the picture in which Bran and Jay are wearing minion jumpsuits, clutching each other by the shoulders and grinning with glee.
Yeah,
my wife says, completely unaware of the fire of jealousy igniting in Nikolai's gaze.
Bran went through that phase of obsessing about everything minion, and Jay was his partner in crime.
And where is he now?
In the States. He's the youngest hotshot NASA scientist. I'm so proud of him.
Is he at the headquarters or one of the other field centers?
Headquarters, I believe.
Good to know. Is he Jaden Clifford?
No, Adler.
Jaden Adler, DC. Cool.
Jesus fucking Christ. He sounds like a damn mafioso who's collecting information about a potential target. Astrid keeps showing him other photos, but Bran definitely picked up on the energy, because he says, Jay and I haven't really seen each other much over the years. He's a genius student and barely has time for anything but studying. Nikolai shows a poker face for the first time today.
Did I say anything?
Don't even think about it. Bran says low, but I hear him.
No idea what you're talking about.
Nikolai, he warns.
Yes?
He smiles and I want to punch him. But I can't, because my son loves this twat. Nikolai hides his yawn.
Excuse me, I came straight from the States and couldn't sleep on the plane.
Oh my word.
Astrid closes the album.
Bran, you should take him to rest.
No.
Nikolai holds on to the album.
I prefer childhood pictures.
Nonsense. They'll be waiting when you wake up. Deal?
Deal.
I should catch a few hours of sleep myself.
She appears distraught as she tries to shake the exhaustion from her face. Nikolai stands up and nods at me.
Thank you for letting me stay in your house, sir.
I'm about to throw out a No, I'm not letting you. But the expectation on Bran's face forces me to change my mind, and I release a begrudged affirmative noise instead. My son smiles and mouths a thanks before he and the fucker go up the stairs. You better take him to the guest room. I'm about to remind him of that when Astrid shakes her head.
Don't even think about being a dick. You did enough damage this entire morning.
I don't like the idea of him in our son's room.
He's a 23-year-old man, Levi. Stop treating him like a child. Besides, Nikolai is just so well-mannered.
Have you seen the tattoos?
You mean how beautiful they are?
How many there are, Princess.
So what? Those don't make his personality. Since when do you judge a book by its cover?
Since it walks into my house and steals my son. She laughs and wraps her arm around mine, then leans her head on my shoulder.
You're such a papa bear. Just be happy that Bran found someone who cares about him like Nikolai does. You heard the part he hates, right? That's exactly what we struggle with. And not only has he picked up on it, but he chose it as the only thing he dislikes. You know how closed off and inward Bran can be, so we should be celebrating the fact that he's letting someone close, not be babies about it.
I release a grumble.
Levi, come on. Have you ever seen Bran smile so much?
I groan. So she noticed that too. Of course she did. And I hate to admit it, but she's definitely right. I've never seen him as happy as he was this morning. Oh, fucking hell.
I know you're also glad deep down.
She kisses my cheek.
You better not cause Nikolai trouble.
So you're Team Nikolai now?
I'm Team Bran, and he loves that man. Besides, he's a real lad.
A real lad? Seriously, Princess?
He gets my stamp of approval.
She kisses me again.
Want to sleep some more since you called in sick?
You know I won't say no to that. After we go to the bedroom and Astrid slips in for a quick shower, I open my group chat with my cousin and friends. Levi, I think I'm depressed. Aiden, midlife crisis? Is that why you called in sick? Levi, more like theft of my children crisis. No one told me they'd slip away one by one. Xander, tell me about it, Captain. I still can't believe my baby B has some lizard boyfriend. Ronan, an actual lizard? Bloody hell, Xan. What happened to baby Ceci? Xander, he's a person, but I'd rather think of him as a lizard so he doesn't grow on me. Levi, I like that idea. Dehumanization won't allow them to grow on me, though I really doubt it with this one. Why can't we invent a time machine so they'll stay young forever? Cole, don't even remind me of that, Captain. I get nightmares about the day my babies will introduce me to some fuckers. Aiden, pretty sure you know at least one of them, if not two. Cole, what are you insinuating? Aiden, you might want to sit down for this. Cole, sit down for what? Aiden, one day, my Eli will marry your Ava, and we'll be in-laws. Xander, Jesus, is that a script for a horror film? Aiden, a reality show. Cole, I'll kill him first, Aiden. You know that. Aiden, good luck trying to stop my son. We king men always get what we want. He's right. It's not only about him, me, or uncle. The younger generation is the same as well, Bran included. I saw it in his eyes earlier. He wants to be with Nikolai, and he'll do it no matter what it takes. He'll be with him even if the whole world is against him. I guess Astrid is right. It's better to be happy for him than trying to sabotage Nikolai's existence. And he is much more well-behaved than Killian. So there's that silver lining.
Still thinking about your precious baby?
Astrid walks out of the bathroom, wrapped in a towel, and steps between my legs. Doesn't matter how old we get, she'll always be the woman who does my head in every exciting sense of the word. Not anymore. I wrap my arms around her waist. Let me help you sleep better, princess.
I love you so much.
She kisses me, and I'm done for. I'll think about everything else later. Now I need to be there for the love of my life. My wife. My forever. 33. Brandon.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Nikolai pauses as soon as we cross my room's threshold. Leather jacket in hand, he rubs his nape, causing the white t-shirt to ride up his inked abs. His jeans hang low on his hips, stretching over his muscular thighs, giving him a lethally attractive edge. His whole look is, from the leather jacket to his hair that's unfortunately held up now. His bicep flexes, drawing my attention to the tattoos on his full sleeves, stretching to the backs of his hands. I never thought so many tattoos could be so sexy until Nikolai. But then again, it might be because the tattoos are on him. I seem to be irrevocably drawn to everything about him. If he hadn't come today, I have no doubt that I would have somehow, some way, gravitated toward him again. I would have tried to stay away and failed. I would have pretended to have pride, then crushed it to pieces and sprinted toward him. He's beginning to have this undeniable effect on me, and that frightens me. Not because of him, but because of me. Though beginning is a massive lie. He's had it for a long time, but I just refuse to admit it. Nikolai lets his arm drop to his side, putting a halt to my shameless ogling session.
I think it's better if I stay in a guest room. I don't want to give your dad more reason to hate me.
I can't help the smile that tugs on my lips. He's so fucking adorable. He's been acting like this respectful gentleman in front of my parents, and I could tell he took the entire thing very seriously.
Don't smile like that, baby. I'm barely stopping myself from jumping your fucking bones. You know I have no self-control when it comes to you.
I stand in front of him and lean over so I'm speaking against his tempting lips. Why start now, then? Hot breaths expel out of his mouth and dance along my jaw, drawing goosebumps over the skin. I swear he's about to kiss me, but then he steps back with visible difficulty.
You're dead, remember? I don't want to be on his shit list more than I already am.
Disappointment tugs on my insides, but I shake my head as I close my bedroom door. He doesn't really hate you. He's just overprotective. If you think that was hate, you should have seen the king envoy he dispatched when Killian visited. A splash of hope blossoms on his face.
Kill had it worse?
Absolutely. You're much less antagonistic than he is, so Dad was really just giving you a hard time on principle. He'll eventually warm up to you.
Even if he doesn't, it's my mission to make him like me.
Why would you do that?
Because he's your dad, and you obviously care about him.
He says, as if it's a given, and I smile again. I can't seem to keep control over my jaw muscles today. Just don't come on too strong. He's very British, so in-your-face emotions are extremely frowned upon. The same applies to both of my grandfathers, by the way.
You're taking me to see your granddad's? You must really like me, huh?
Ah, shit. I mean, one day, if you want. We're kind of close, so I thought, forget it. And stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
He grins like a damn idiot as he watches me closely. Like a gloating twat.
I have every right to gloat, baby.
He wraps an arm around my waist and presses me close to his hard chest.
I didn't think you were so into me that you told your parents about me. Now you're even thinking about telling other members of the family.
I'm not so into you.
Baby, you came out to your parents and introduced me to them. If that's not into me, I don't know what is.
Well, you're the one who came all the way here.
I told them I was a friend. You could have gone with that.
No. I stroke his cheek and he leans into my touch, rubbing his skin on my palm like an eager fucking puppy. Jesus. How can a man be so ruthlessly hot and adorable at the same time? I don't want to hide you, Nikolai. I also told Glenn and my friends about us.
You did?
A couple of weeks back, yeah. You're not my dirty secret, and for the record, I was never ashamed of you. I was and still am ashamed of myself.
Baby, you need to stop saying things like that because I'm really never going to let you go now.
Who says you have to?
Does this mean we can be in a relationship?
I thought we already were.
We were.
It was a secret, but it wasn't only physical either, right?
Abso-fucking-lutely. You really pissed me off when you said that earlier. I love spending time with you whether we're fucking or not.
Me too.
So, we're going public now? Actually, no question mark. We're definitely going public. I need everyone to know you're fucking mine.
I nod, even though my airway gets constricted. I swallow past it and refuse to let nausea rule my emotions anymore. You are mine, Nico. I tug on his hair. I thought we'd established that.
Jesus fucking Christ. I love it when you go all possessive on me. I want to eat you the fuck up.
Go to sleep, and I might let you.
You're kidding, right?
He wedges his legs between mine and presses his erection against my thighs.
There's no way in fuck I'll be able to sleep before I devour you, my lotus flower.
I thought you were worried about my dad. I smile against his lips and hiss when his thigh brushes against my hardening dick.
We can lock the door. I really can't keep my hands off you, baby. You drive me fucking crazy. Besides, Kolya hates me and has been acting like a literal dick ever since I deprived him of you.
I burst out laughing, and he has this intense look in his eyes before he dips in and bites my lower lip into his mouth. I groan when he sinks his teeth in the sensitive flesh and then swipes his tongue along the mark he left. His mouth pulls away before I can feast on him, and I try not to look disappointed as I throw a questioning glance his way.
Mind if I use your shower? I need to get the flight scram off me.
Yeah, sure. I point to the far right. It's over there. I'll try to find you some of my loose-fitting clothes.
Be right back.
I think he'll kiss me again, but he grabs my face and brushes his lips on my forehead in a soft, intimate kiss.
I missed you so fucking much, baby.
I stand rooted in place long after he disappears in the bathroom. My face is so hot, I'm surprised I don't burst into flames. Fuck. Unable to remain standing, I fall against the wall and press a palm to where my heart's about to jump out of my chest. Bloody hell. I'm so irrevocably doomed. Screw this. I tug my shirt off and strip out of my sweats and boxers on my way to the bathroom. I don't even care that I've thrown them on the ground a la Nikolai. My feet pad along the wooden flooring, and I slip inside through the ajar door, because Nikolai has never closed the bathroom door. Not once. Unlike me, he has nothing to hide. Unlike me, he owns everything about himself, faults and mental issues included. And for once, I want to rip a page from his book and be as open as he is. As forward as he is, even if it's only this time. Steam swirls around the bathroom, and I'm thankful for the fog that covers the mirror as I turn in the direction of the shower. Nikolai's clothes are all over the floor as usual, but I don't give a fuck about that. My breath hitches when I see him standing beneath the shower head, facing the wall as water cascades in rivulets down the intricate ink on his back, sliding to the dips in his arse, and over his muscular tattooed thighs. He tilts his head back to rinse away the shampoo, and his black hair gets glued to his neck, reaching the blades of his rippling shoulders. My lips part as I watch his closed eyes beneath the stream, the sharp line of his jaw and the dark shadow of his stubble. He's hands down the hottest man that ever walked the earth, I just can't keep my eyes or hands off him. I'm walking on air as I reach the glass door and pull it open. He doesn't seem to notice as he grabs the shower gel bottle and smiles a little when he sniffs it. I stand behind him, getting soaked in a second, slide my arms on either side of him, and grab the bottle, or start to. He swings around fast and slams me to the door with his forearm to my throat. My dick twitches and holds an immediate standing ovation. Christ, why do I love it so much when he gets rough? Nikolai's grip loosens when his eyes meet mine.
Baby, what are you doing here? Oh, fuck me. Don't tell me you're joining me in the shower?
Isn't that obvious? I coax his arm away and he releases me, but only because I take the shower gel from him.
Couldn't stay away, huh?
No, I couldn't. I need to touch you. His lips part, and I catch a glimpse of his cock thickening.
Holy fuck. I expected your usual shut up.
Not today. I squirt the body wash on my palm and lather it over his shoulder blades, enjoying the rippling of his muscles beneath my hands. I quickly come to the realization that I really love washing him. Why the hell haven't I done this before? Oh, right. Because you're broken and trying hard not to look like it.
Jesus fucking Christ. Love it when you touch me.
He groans, his palms landing on my hips, stroking and feeling me up. It's the sweetest distraction. You do?
You must know how much of a glutton I am for your touch, baby. I'm so hard, I'm bursting to be inside you.
I smile, but it falters when I reach his pectoral muscle and find a new tattoo in the spot he left blank on purpose. My hands freeze as I study the artistic patterns of the lotus flower and make out the elegant font beneath it that reads, Property of B. King. He had it inked on the spot that he said was for something special. Fuck, I breathe. Pressure forming behind my eyes as I look up at him. When did you get this?
After that night, when I came to see you outside the mansion.
When you were on your high?
It wasn't an impulse, if that's what you're asking. I've been wanting to do it for some time.
My heart aches, and I want to say so many things, but all I manage is a choked. Thanks. He narrows his eyes. And it looks so erotic with water cascading down his face.
You're not panicking?
Why would I?
Because this means I love the fucking shit out of you, baby. I can't live without you, and you're not allowed to leave me.
My lips part, and I watch him with a lump in my throat, and my heart thundering so loudly, I can hear it over the buzzing in my ears.
Hello?
He waves a hand in my face.
You going to say something? You're starting to freak me out.
I don't want to leave you. I whisper the words that feel as if they're being pulled from deep in my battered soul.
Then don't.
He says it as if it's simple, and it is simple for him. I wish it was the same for me. I wish I could be the man he deserves. I wish I could say the words back and not be flooded with the black ink and nausea. Since I can't, I get on my tiptoes and seal my lips to his. For the first time, my kiss is gentle, imploring, wanting to explore him, to express the burning feelings I can't say out loud. My fingers slide in his hair, and I pull him closer, until our chests press together, and we kiss under the water stream. Nikolai's arms wrap around my back to fuse us closer, but he doesn't rush it. Doesn't turn it into a lustful frenzy like we're used to. Maybe it's because he, too, knows this isn't about lust anymore. It stopped being about lust a long time ago. For me, it was never about lust. I was drawn to him, which is why I wanted him. It wasn't the other way around. We kiss for what feels like hours. We kiss until it's impossible to breathe in anything but each other's air. My hand strokes his hair, while the other slides over his shoulder, back and waist. Then I grab a handful of his arse and grind him against me. He releases a low rumble that explodes from his lips all the way to his chest. I feel every vibration against my heated skin. All the blood rushes to my already aching cock, and it pulses with need. Nikolai hisses when I plant one leg between his and wrap the other around his thigh. His cock brushes against mine, the pierced crown, eliciting primal pleasure from deep inside me. The new angle lets him rub the length of his dick against mine, sliding, rutting, until we're panting in each other's mouths. The sucking sounds of our lips echo louder, needier, now in the midst of streaming water as I hump him with a desire so colossal, I feel like I can't survive if I don't touch him. I reach between us and tighten my fist around our cocks, jerking us in a firm grip, squeezing the way he loves it. All this time, I've been so attuned to what and where he likes to be touched that I've become an expert in sucking his balls dry, literally. It took me time compared to his experience and natural talent, but I'm nothing if not a fast learner. His sharp intake of air gives me the incentive to go rougher, until he's bucking his hips and fucking my hand.
Jesus fuck, baby. You know how to make a man lose his mind.
He blows out a sharp exhale against my swollen lips. I fist his hair tighter. Not just any man. You.
Not just any man.
He repeats with a blinding possessiveness.
Me. Only fucking me.
Tell me you're mine, I order. And it's such a low blow when he's trapped in the cloud of lust, but I want to hear it.
I've been yours since I met you, baby.
He rubs his chest against mine.
I literally have the ink to prove it.
Fuck. I love the tattoo.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. It's my favorite of yours. I want to feast on it and you.
Holy fucking shit. You need to stop talking dirty or I'll come here and now.
Then come.
Nope.
He bites my lower lip.
Need.
Kiss.
Inside.
Lick.
You.
My head is in shambles, but I have enough clarity to grab him by the wrist and pull him behind me. I don't even bother to dry us, but he fetches his trousers and grabs his wallet, then throws it down again.
Baby, I don't want to freak you out, but we're dripping all over the place.
Fuck it.
Wow. Who are you and what have you done to my OCD lotus flower?
Less talking and more fucking, Nico. I push him onto my bed and straddle him, grinding my ass against his erection.
Fucking hell, you're on a roll today. You're driving me fucking mental, as you say.
He grins in that sexy way that leaves my heart distraught. I kiss him because I can't not kiss him. I'm addicted to his taste, to the way his jaw clenches beneath my fingers, the way he growls like he can't get enough of me. I'm addicted to him and have been through enough withdrawals for a lifetime. From now on, he's not allowed to leave my sight. Nikolai pulls back, only to wrench out a packet from his wallet and then tosses it to the side. I breathe heavily, brows drawn. Since when do we use condoms?
No condoms. Lube. I figured you didn't have any here.
I didn't think you'd come over. Do you go around carrying packets of lube?
Only when I'm going to see you.
You're actually thinking ahead for once.
Gotta impress you, baby.
Consider me impressed.
Your husky voice is hot as fuck.
He tears the packet of lube with his teeth, and that sight isn't supposed to make me leak so desperately over my abs. Playfulness and intensity dance in his dark blue eyes as he squirts the liquid on his palm and circles my rim. I lift myself higher so he has better access. His finger thrusts inside me and I arch as he opens me up with shallow pumps of his hand before he adds a second finger. A burst of pleasure goes through me when he teases that button of pleasure inside me. But through it all, I don't stop looking at him. Watching him, drowning in that enchanting gaze. God, I missed him. I'm never allowing him out of my sight again. He's mine. Mine. Fucking mine.
You're drooling, baby. Am I that hot?
The hottest, if you ask me.
Jesus fucking Christ, you're going to be the death of me today.
Don't die. I spread some of the lube on his length. I need your cock inside me.
Fucking fuck. I meant to prime you properly, but I can't take this anymore.
He removes his fingers and clutches my hips and positions me on top of him.
Sit on my cock. Let me watch your sexy face as you ride me.
Heat of desire explodes inside me, and I hold myself on one hand as I fist his rock-hard cock with the other, and then guide him inside me. My dick twitches when the crown slips in, and I bite the corner of my lip as I go all the way down. My groan mixes with Nikolai's, and I breathe harshly as his huge cock stretches me open. I close my eyes to soak in the sensation and the otherworldly feel of him in me.
Open those beautiful eyes. Look at me.
I blink, and my breathing is chopped off when I find his intense gaze devouring me whole. Oh, fuck. I always loved the way he looks at me. How he seems so in tune with me more than I'll ever be in tune with myself. But most of all, I love how he likes me when I couldn't care less about my own existence.
You feel so good, baby. I can be buried inside you for eternity. You know that?
Fuck. It feels so full. I lift myself up and then come down in shallow thrusts. I missed your cock in me.
Holy fucking shit. From now on, I'm gonna need you to be on whatever drug you're on today.
That's easy. I pick up the pace, riding him in a long, unhurried rhythm. Then I place a palm on his chest and flick my fingers on the lotus flower tattoo. The drug in me is you. I can feel his cock thickening inside me as he curses. He jerks his hips up to meet my fall down, but he doesn't rush the pace and lets me fuck myself on his cock slowly, enjoying every lick of desire and every roll of my hips to take him fully. Every scrape of his piercings and every groan of pleasure breaks me apart, little by little. He can't get deep enough or fuck me hard enough. He's wrong. I don't need drugs. I'm high on his smell, his touch, but most of all, that look in his eyes. It's not lust. It's love. He looks at me like he loves me. And that nearly makes me burst into both pleasure and tears. He strokes his hand on my thigh and hips before he fists my cock and jerks me in the same rhythm I fuck him, slow and measured, as our eyes clash and my heart nearly spills out. If the beat beneath my fingers is of any indication, then his heart is also on the verge of exploding. I realize with astounding clarity that I'm not fucking him. I'm making love to him. He's not only touching my body, he's breaching my newly born heart and my bruised soul. He pulls back the foreskin and teases my tip, using the pre-cum to lube me up until the sloppy sounds echo in the air. He squeezes and teases my balls in the right places until I'm delirious.
I love how you ride my cock, baby. But do you know what I love more?
He flashes me the most gorgeous smile.
You.
I don't even feel the wave until it submerges me. My balls tighten and the release rushes through me in powerful waves. My cum squirts all over his hand and abs as he thrusts deeper inside me, fucking me to oblivion through my orgasm.
Fucking Christ, I love watching you cum.
He growls before he fills me up with his cum. I roll my hips, riding him until his cock deflates inside me. Then I lift myself up and moan when I feel his cum dripping out of me. Both of us watch it soaking his cock and balls before I fall as a heap all over his solid chest and bury my face in the crook of his neck. We breathe heavily as I nuzzle my nose in his wet hair and he sandwiches my legs between his. Sorry. Oh, fuck. I try to get up. Am I crushing you? Nikolai wraps his arms around my waist and shoves me back down.
No way in fuck you're moving right now.
I chuckle against his neck. I don't think I can, to be honest.
Fuck right. That was the top five fuck of my entire life.
My throat works with a swallow as the pleasure haze slowly withers away. What are your top four?
In no particular order. The first time I made you come. The first time I sucked you off. First time I fucked you. The second time I fucked you after you were all jealous. The first time you got on your knees for me. That time you jumped me as soon as I stepped into the penthouse and demanded I fuck you. The time you agreed to stay. The time you woke me up with your lips around my cock.
That's more than four, and they're all about me.
You're the best fuck of my life, baby.
I lift myself up and cross my arms on his chest so that I'm looking at his handsome face and his glorious damp hair splaying on the pillow. You want me to believe I'm better than all the men and women you fucked your way through?
They were only physical. They meant nothing.
And I do?
Baby, you mean fucking everything.
My heart does that violent thud again, and I'd swear he can feel it against his chest, but I don't care enough to pull away from him. I tease my fingers over his new tattoo, a sense of raging possessiveness engulfing me. Good, because you're my property, Nico. You have the ink to prove it.
And you are mine.
He breathes out with the same intense possessiveness. He drags my lips to his and we kiss for what seems like an eternity. Then I lift myself enough to retrieve some wet tissues to clean us up before I prop myself back up on his chest. Nikolai spears his hand beneath his head and watches me with that permanent grin that I'm only privy to. It slowly disappears and a frown appears on its behalf. What's wrong? He grabs my wrist, and my breathing is cut off when he removes my watch. I don't stop him, even though every fiber of my being demands I do. My heart aches when he releases a puff of relief upon seeing I haven't indulged in my self-destructing habits. I expect him to let me go, but he strokes his thumb over the scarred skin, and the more he touches me, the harder it is to breathe. My fucked-up head starts fogging up, and I plunge headfirst into the inky lake of my mental state. I try to pull my hand free, but Nikolai's firm grip keeps it in place as he gauges my expression.
Remember the part where you don't get to hide from me anymore?
I don't think now is a good time. He shakes his head, and the words get stuck in my throat. Nikolai's touch turns softer, and his voice becomes more gentle.
Tell me, baby. I just want to understand and help you. If you don't speak to me, I don't know where to start.
I'm fine.
What did I say about that fucking word?
I'm really okay now. I'm over it.
I'm not sure if you're lying to me or yourself at this point.
Can't you just let it go?
No. I can't just let it go when it's a huge part of who you are. Why can't you tell me? Do you not trust me?
No, of course I do. It's because I trust him so much that I'm scared shitless about his reaction. He'll leave you when he knows what you've done. Everyone else will see you as the weakling you are. I swallow past the lump in my throat as that voice hammers inside my head.
Then why the fuck are you hiding from me?
His voice drips with frustration. And I want to erase that. I want to protect him, especially from myself. Because he shouldn't love me. I'll hurt him, even unintentionally. I know I will. But I offer him something. Just a little truth. Remember when I told you I hate myself? He nods, his expression easing, and he goes completely still, as if my words are a ceremony he wouldn't dare disrupt. A long time ago, I did something so fucked up and I never forgave myself for it. Every time I look in the mirror, I see that version of me and I can't stand it. The need to crash and burn it flows inside me every second of every fucking day. That's also why I stopped drawing people, animals, or anything with eyes. I feel as if they're my own reflection from the mirror, following me everywhere. I smile with difficulty. The only reason why I never took a shower with you is because I didn't want you to witness that version of me whenever I look at the bathroom mirror. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Can you tell me what you did to make you feel that way?
One day, I just need to get my shit together to be able to talk about it. Can you wait?
Absolutely. And baby?
He kisses the top of my head, and his next words nearly give me a heart attack.
Even if you hate yourself, I'll love you for the both of us. 34. Nikolai. If a few weeks ago someone had told me my lotus flower would be taking me on one date, let alone three, I would have called an ambulance. But here we are on our third date. That's right, third. Outside, with people around us, and he's not panicking. I stare down at his hand in mine, our fingers intertwined, and I discreetly pinch my nape. That hurts. This is not a fucking dream. We walk down a dirt path in his favorite park in London that's close to where he lives, Hampstead Heath. He said he needed something simple after all the touristy things I made him do with me. London Eye, London Bridge, or Tower Bridge as he liked to correct me, with an extremely snobbish expression, I might add, Camden Lock, and a whole day in the food market. Yesterday, we went everywhere from Cold Drops Yard all the way to East London, and then back to Central London and Covent Garden, where we watched some opera show in the Royal Opera House. Definitely not my thing, and I sure as shit stood out even in formal wear. But I went for brand's sake, since he loves those prim and proper things. Besides, he looked fucking mouth-watering in a suit, so I wasn't complaining. Needless to say, I fell asleep after the first 10 minutes, and he let me use his shoulder as a pillow. So I might have pretended to stay asleep for longer than needed. Today is surprisingly not that cloudy, and the sun shines through the gigantic forest-like trees of the park. It looks half-kempt and half-unkempt with a few asphalt roads and others left as dirt. It's definitely better weather than yesterday. We had to run for shelter after a sudden downpour, and Brand pulled me into a corner and kissed me shitless, while people passed by. I nearly came in my pants then and there. Is it normal to feel as if I hit the jackpot because he's been so open? Ever since we fucked so slowly and lovingly 4 days ago, he's been exceptionally affectionate. He also took me shopping since his clothes are too small for me. And yes, he totally introduced me to his granddads, his grandma, and his uncle and his wife after he invited them for dinner, which he cooked with his dad. The uncle, Aiden, is Levi 2.0, and even told me,
"Listen, kid, you hurt my nephew and no one will know where you disappear to. Got it?"
To which Levi smiled and nodded, so I told him, "I'm not fazed by threats, but I respect that, sir. I'll do my best to get your approval as long as you don't meddle between me and Bran." Aiden raised a brow at that, and Levi grumbled and walked away. But I did catch a glimpse of my lotus flower, smiling. He's smiling again now as we walk by a lake and pulls me to a wooden deck that overlooks the water. Sun reflects off the surface, turning it glittery. A few birds mingle around and this big fucking seagull squawks at me, and I swear he glares when I approach before he flies away, flapping his wings and throwing a tantrum. Jesus. Bran leans his forearms against the wooden railing and releases my hand to point at the vast lake.
"The swans are here today. See?"
I try not to sulk like I'm 12 because he's not touching me anymore as I park my back against the old wood and prop my elbows on the railing. I glance sideways at a few swans gliding on the water amongst some ducks. "They're not here usually?"
"They are, but they go to the other pond sometimes."
He smiles, and I can't help watching him. He looks so fucking attractive in jeans, a polo shirt, and a casual jacket. His Prince Charming hair is in full stylish mode, but there's something different. It's his expression. It's much lighter now. These past few days, he's been talking about himself and his family without me having to ask. He took me to his high school and to the places he used to frequent, usually with his brother or friends. This is the last of them. Earlier, we walked up to a hidden nook that took us an hour and a half to finally reach. He said it was his secret spot and where he used to go to in order to clear his mind. I didn't miss how he revealed it to me when no one else knows about it. He seems to be much more relaxed around me, and unlike in the past, he doesn't think twice about everything he says, except for when it comes to his wrist. I try not to pry too much, especially after I promised him I'd wait. But I don't like the look in his eyes every time we step out of the shower and he stares at his reflection as if he wants to destroy it. But at least he doesn't push me away anymore. At least he hugs me to sleep and even gets annoyed if we pull apart during the night. I never loved sleeping in a bed until him. And I tested it after we started falling asleep together. It doesn't work without him. I'm still unable to fall asleep if he's not there. He calms my demons in mysterious ways. And I feel like I can be a lunatic, and he'd still embrace me anyway. All this time, I thought I'd rather free fall into a pit of violence and die in a crash than dedicate myself to one person. I really, really never considered myself monogamous. But it's been so easy with Bran. In fact, I became possessive of him early on, since I saw Clara's claws on him, and I needed to have him all for my fucking self. So imagine my fucking surprise when I realized I'm not opposed to commitment if it's to him. Some would argue I've been the one chasing him for that purpose from the beginning. If he'd stayed in the closet for another fucking decade, I would have probably shoved myself back in again if it meant being with him. I'm that in love with this asshole, who hasn't been much of an asshole these past few days. Arms resting on the railing, he cocks his head to the side so that he's watching me.
What are you thinking about?
You? A full-blown grin curves his lips.
Wow, you're that obsessed.
Yeah, it's not even funny anymore. He bumps his shoulder against mine.
You don't have to think about me when I'm right here.
Tell that to Kolya. He doesn't seem to listen to me anymore. He laughs, the sound long and so happy. I feel an immense sense of pride that I'm the reason behind it. Watching my lotus flower smile is a glamorous 5-star experience that instantly makes me happy as well. Are you enjoying my struggle, baby?
It's just funny whenever you treat your dick as if it's a separate entity.
Considering that he listens to you more than me, he very much is. He stares at my crotch and whispers,
"Behave, Kolya. I'll make it up to you later."
Baby? Kolya has a very important question. Can later be right now? He chuckles and teasingly hits my shoulder again.
Behave, both of you. We're in a public place.
Fine.
Stop sulking. How old are you, 5?
I was just thinking we can go back to your room so I can eat you up before your dad comes back from work.
Oh, Nikolai Sokolov.
He mock gasps, pretending to be offended.
Are you only using me for sex?
Says the guy who woke me up with his lips around my cock at 5 a.m. His smile drips with seduction.
Well, I had to convince you to go on a run with me.
You don't have to bribe me. I'd run with you anyway.
Does that mean I have to stop waking you up that way?
Like fuck you'll stop. In fact, you should use that currency some more. I pause as a gust of wind blows my hair in my face. I left it loose on purpose since Bran is obsessed with it. He often plays with the strands or tucks them behind my ears like right now. Why do you love running so much?
It's a habit.
His eyes get lost in the lake.
It started as a coping mechanism. Wake up at 5, run at 5:30, shower at 7, breakfast at 7:15, studio at 7:30, school at 9, friends or activities after school, shower at 8, studio at 8:30, sleep at 10:30. Keeping my life going according to schedule forbids me from having alone time and, therefore, getting stuck in my own head.
Is that why you fight so much for control?
Yes. I love patterns, methodical decisions, and living according to a plan. They make sense and keep me in check.
A small, sad smile crosses his lips.
Which is why you're a massive glitch in the Matrix. You're everything I can't stand and wouldn't have touched with a 10-foot pole.
Baby, it's because we're drastically different that you couldn't stay away.
Oh, don't let it get to your head.
Too late. I love how you couldn't resist my dripping charm.
More like shameless flirting and constant pushing.
That comes with the charm.
You're impossible.
You know you love it. I wink. Besides, you let go around me, and I'm so fucking proud of that. I want you to know that you can give up control and trust that I'll never use your vulnerabilities against you.
I know.
He whispers, but the sad note in his voice throws me off, but only for a second before his face returns to normal. I realize the topic is closed before he speaks.
What do you want to do? Any other touristy things? Maybe a pastries tour? I know a few hidden Italian and French bakeries around northwest and central London.
I thought you hated the touristy things, and even kept apologizing to many people and whispering, "He's American, sorry." I can't believe they nodded in understanding and had the audacity to look like they were pitying you.
Well, you talk too loud and keep making eye contact with strangers until they nearly shrivel and die.
I thought they were stunned by my handsomeness.
More like appalled by your unwanted attention. We don't do that in London.
Okay, London boy. Seems everyone is a bunch of snobs like you.
We're not snobs. We're just big champions of respecting others' personal space and privacy.
I don't do that with you.
Don't I know it?
He touches my arm.
Tell me, what are you in the mood for?
You already catered to what I want. We can do what you want today. Walk around the park or watch ducks all day. It doesn't matter.
It's your first time in London. I want you to have the full experience, including the cliched photos in front of the red phone booths.
It's not my first time. I've come with my parents and sisters before, and with Dad a couple of times to meet his godfather who lives here.
Oh, then why did you make it sound as if this is your first?
I lift his shoulder. I wanted to experience it with you. It feels like the first time. I couldn't pass up the chance when you said you'd take me on a date.
I can't with you.
I know I'm your favorite. Now you tell me, what do you want to do?
I'll take you to those bakeries anyway. We have to satisfy the sugar monster living rent-free in your stomach. After that...
He reaches a hand back and I tense, expecting him to pull on his hair, but he just rubs his nape.
Do you mind modeling for me again?
Not one bit. I smile big and kiss his cheek. I love getting naked for you.
You love getting naked everywhere.
Not everywhere. For you, baby. I can't wait to bury my cock in your ass and have you begging and writhing beneath me.
Oh, stop talking.
He hisses under his breath, but I can tell he's fighting both a smile and an erection. Over the past few days, I hung around in his studio while only wearing shorts as he worked on his paintings. At that time, I was contemplating the best way to smash Landon's sculptures to pieces without being canceled by brand faster than a 90s show. So imagine my surprise when he walked up to me with a brush and started painting all over my chest. Then he slid down my shorts and kept going. Best foreplay ever. Needless to say, I fucked him against the floor right after. Ever since then, he'd ask if I could model for him, and I've jumped at the opportunity. From the sketches I've caught glimpses of, I think he's replicating my tattoos, and that's a good sign, I think. I'd do anything in my power to help him get over not being able to paint people. Astrid showed me a lot of his paintings from when he was younger, and it's clear he has a god's talent. He painted people with so many details and soul that it would captivate anyone, even an illiterate at art such as myself. That soul is tragically missing from the landscapes he does now. Bran is about to say something, when a little girl with dark skin and hair, held up in colorful ribbons, stops in front of him and gives him a daisy.
This is for you.
He smiles and lowers himself to his haunches in front of her and has the audacity to accept the flower.
Thank you. You lost.
No, Mummy is just slow.
He laughs, the sound like smooth honey. And I'm not the reason behind it. Am I thinking about pitching a little girl in the water so she'll join the fucking ducks? Yes. Yes, I am. She must feel my glare because she looks up and glares back. This little shit isn't scared of me, while most people obviously are. Let's say that during our walks, dogs like me, but their owners definitely do not. Both dogs and humans love Bran, though. Not that I care or anything, except for glaring at anyone who bats their eyelashes at him. Bran is so fucking oblivious to their attention, but he's also too polite for my liking and engages in any conversation people start. Why can't he just give the fuck-off vibe I'm notorious for? Because he's such a prince charming, that's why. I have to work at not being murderous or entertaining kidnapping thoughts whenever I see him exchanging pleasantries with others. This little girl is a new situation, though, especially since she's immune to my superior glares. She leans in to whisper something in Bran's ear, and he listens attentively before he whispers something back. The girl releases an exasperated sigh.
But why? You're like a prince from the fairy tales.
I am.
Totally.
Okay, that's enough. Hey, kid. I pull Bran up and wrap my arm around his waist. He's my prince. Back off.
Nikolai.
He elbows me.
You'll scare her. Stop it.
Shoo. I wave her away.
Nikolai.
She hikes a hand on her hip.
When I grow up, I'm going to marry him.
Dream on. Bran has dug a hole in my side by now.
No.
An older woman calls as she hurries toward us, panting.
What did I say about running off?
She stops in front of us and stares. Unlike all of Bran's precious Londoners, he pulls away from me, and although it's subtle, I don't like it. But then again, many people are homophobic assholes, though I haven't encountered that here, and I'm thankful. Not for my sake, but for Bran's. I don't give a fuck what people think. He does. Though he didn't seem to mind when he kissed me in public yesterday, or the day before that. I expect him to put distance between us, but he threads his fingers with mine. Fuck me. Maybe he really doesn't care anymore. The fact that he's holding my hand without feeling an ounce of shame, which he shouldn't, makes me want to kiss him.
Look, Mummy, I found a fairy tale prince and his servant. That's not his servant, nor.
She smiles apologetically.
I'm so sorry. She loves running around.
No worries.
Bran smiles.
She's adorable.
Oh, thank you.
The woman grabs her daughter's hand and starts dragging her away. The kid has the audacity to tell Bran,
wait for me. I'm going to come back for you when I grow up.
Her mom apologizes again as she laughs and whisks the girl off before I go ahead and dump her in the lake a la serial killer.
Stop glaring, Nikolai.
The nerve of that little shit. I snatch the flower she gave him and throw it down.
Are you seriously swearing at a kid?
What did she whisper to you?
You need help, fairy tale prince?
That fucking...
I mean, you do give off scary vibes.
And what did you tell her?
That's a secret.
What do you mean by secret? Don't tell me you're taking a fucking kid's side over mine.
Don't tell me you're actually jealous of a kid.
What if I am?
You're serious. I've never been in a real relationship before you. Never been intimate with anyone until you. Never liked someone despite disliking most things they do like I do with you. How can you still feel jealous?
I try not to smile, then scrunch my nose up. I don't know. You clearly had a crush. You called him a prince, too. Jaden Adler, NASA Headquarters, D.C.
Stop saying those details in that monotone voice. You really sound like you're putting a target on his back.
Maybe I am.
Nikolai!
Yes, baby. He drills me with his dark glare that I've learned runs in the family, from his granddad to his dad, uncle, and even his psycho brother.
You will not hurt Jay. He has nothing to do with this.
You coming to his defense doesn't help his case. Pretty sure Mom knows someone powerful in DC.
I'd forgotten the entire thing until Mom mentioned it again. Jay and I are just friends, and he barely has time to come back to the UK anymore.
So, if he did have time, things would be different?
No. You know why?
Because I wouldn't allow it.
Because I never wanted a prince. I prefer an unhinged motherfucker.
Hey, that's me. I grin so wide I can see my reflection in his bright eyes.
Don't smile. You'll grow on me.
I thought I was already.
Seriously, stop grinning. I don't like sharing it with others.
Who's the jealous one now?
I don't share, Nico. Am I clear?
One thing we have in common.
You still didn't wipe that look off your face.
Jesus, chill. I can't believe everyone thinks you're such a golden boy when you're, in fact, a fucking control freak.
You have complaints, baby? You can voice them, but there's no guarantee I'll take them into account.
My lips part and I can feel my heart crawling up to my mouth and spilling on the ground at his feet. His smile falters.
What's wrong?
You just called me baby.
Oh, it's...
Don't say it was a mistake.
It wasn't. I want to call you that sometimes.
I clutch him by a fistful of his jacket and drag him against me. I need to kiss you. The words aren't fully out of my mouth when he seals his lips to mine and sears himself in my fucking heart with the most passionate kiss. He kisses me with yearning, longing, and emotions he's still hesitant to admit. He kisses me like he will never let go of me, like he'll burn for me as hot as I burn for him. I want this moment to last forever. Please and fucking thank you. 35. Nikolai. I never thought I'd say this, but I think I'm actually going through an intensive sugar coma. Over the past 2 days, Bran has been taking me to all these Italian, French, and Chinatown bakeries that I came out of with an armful of goodies that I consumed behind his back. While he's fine with me buying pastries, he believes in an annoying concept called portioning. Sugar's worst enemy ever. Anyway, I still have to finish these sickly sweet cream buns, and then I can go comatose in peace. Unfortunately for me, we have to leave tomorrow. While Bran can stay longer and work on his project from here, I've missed 2 tests, and I'm risking my grade drastically falling. And while I couldn't care less about that, I don't want to seem irresponsible in front of his parents. Not to mention my own parents, who keep asking why the fuck I'm not attending school. I kind of told Dad about him, but I still didn't mention he's Landon's twin. I'd rather he meet him directly instead of getting the idea that he's like his psycho brother. Astrid will definitely miss me, as she told me this morning. We formed a bond, and I'm telling you, that amazing woman will be my mother-in-law one day. My future father-in-law, however, likes to play hard to get. Now I know where his son got the trait from, but I think even his grumpy self will miss me. Bran had no chance with me, and neither will he. Since Astrid and I are basically best friends now, I tried probing to find out if she knew about Bran's cuts, but I don't think so. Again, they're really great parents, so I doubt they would have left him to his own devices if they'd discovered his nasty habits. It makes sense that they haven't. He wears a